Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I have to say, there are a lot of times where we get questions and people want to know what their legal rights are or aren't. When we get those questions, there's one person that we call immediately, and that is our good friend, animal welfare attorney, Bob Ferber. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm honored.
It is an honor to have you on, my friend. You know, I wanted to talk about a topic that continually comes up, and we see a lot of emails about it, and that is about keeping dogs under control and on leash, and what are the legal consequences of not doing that?
Okay. I think it's probably the most under-respected law, or misunderstood, is about dogs on leash and how it can affect people. First of all, this is not about, you know, dog parks. This is not about going into a rustic area where the city or your local area says it's okay to have a dog off leash. We're talking about areas where your government has decided that you need to have a dog on leash, whether you like it or not. And a lot of people don't like that. People, of course, say, well, my dog is well-behaved. And that's
right.
Probably for another discussion as to whether or not, you know, a dog that's super well-trained, does it mean they won't go across the street to chase a squirrel and get hit by a car? But putting that aside, the way the laws work in most parts of this country, and everybody should check with their local animal control if they want to learn about this, it's usually an infraction where you get, it's like a traffic ticket if you have your dog off leash. And many people say, well, that means it doesn't matter too much, you know, so I'll pay the $50 fine if they ever catch me, right? And that's unfortunate because the reality is that, first of all, the leash laws are really there for the protection of the animal, as I was alluding to before.
Right.
I can't tell you, as a 33-year prosecuting attorney for animal abuse, I've seen so many situations of well-trained dogs that the owner lost control once and they ran in the street. Now, people think, okay, the dog ran in the street. I would never want that to happen to my dog. That would be terrible. It would. But what people don't realize is the consequences that could come. That it doesn't just affect your own animal. Even if you are convinced your dog is, you know, you don't care. I know none of your listeners would do that, but let's say somebody doesn't even care about if their dog gets hit by a car. What can happen is that dog can run in the street or jump on an elderly person, and they can cause a traffic accident. They can knock that elderly person down. They can cause a car, let's say, to veer away, which we see all the time, to try to avoid that dog. Then they hit a telephone pole, where they hit a pedestrian and kill somebody trying to avoid a dog. Your listeners may think, well, that hardly ever happens. That's not true. It's more often than people think. When that happens, if there's a law that said that your dog should have been on leash, and in most cities, even if it's not on leash, the law says you have to have control of it, you could be sued and you could lose your house. You could have all your wages for the rest of your life taken from you. Your life could be ruined. And that's not even considering the impact on the victims, the other people,
sure,
the other animals, the people in a traffic accident. So people, even lawyers that I know, Robert, will say, my God, I never thought about that. I was just worried about the $100 fine, you know, or maybe at worst, my dog might be injured. I'm like, no, you don't get it. So this is a very, very serious situation. People do this where they have dogs in cars, where it's nice weather, the window's open, and the dog is lunging at somebody through the window. You know, that's a very dangerous situation. And all these laws, you could actually go to jail in most parts of the country, not only getting sued, you could get a huge fine, you could be convicted. So I can't overemphasize how serious it is.
No, I think it's a great point. And again, you're responsible for them. The same way you're responsible for your children. And let's face it, most of us pet parents look at them.
So many people, just like your children, that's a great example. I mean, you know, would anybody tolerate a neighbor's one-year-old walking in the street? No. But with a dog, we kind of look the other way, or we're sure it's okay. But it's, and you know, another thing about dogs being under control, we all read about dog attacks, about people being mauled. Unfortunately, pit bulls are always coming up. But whatever the dog is, I can tell you that almost all those situations, there's a history of those dogs being uncontrolled in the past. Even if it's not your dog, if you see a neighbor that's just taking this casually, you know, try to approach them. We talked in another segment with you about don't get in the middle of it, don't get a confrontation, but take it seriously, because that dog could be injured, hurt somebody else, and we don't want that. And we don't want a bad name for animal lovers around the country.
Bob, really appreciate it, folks. If you want to get more information from Bob and all that he's got going on, you can reach him via email at caninecatlover@yahoo.com. That's cat with a K. So K9catlover@yahoo.com. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure.
It is. We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.